Good afternoon. I'm in the Market Square Council building. I'm not even sure what it's called, but it's old Market Square in Nottingham. I'm with Glenn Jarvis.
Hello.
Hi.
So I've been doing a lot of going around to different mental health awareness events and different places. And the last two I've been to, or the last one I went to on Friday, was about the recovery process. And it doesn't get as much coverage as I think it deserves. As somebody who doesn't really think about those things, as of Friday, there were some incredible stories, and I think it's a real hard thing to get across in social media and out there on the web because people are going through different stages of recovery. I've absolutely loved this morning, and I'm not just bigging it up because I'm here. We've had people on this morning, explain the morning and how it's going and why this event and how it got started.
We started off, it was 4 years ago, we had an open forum. Lots of people came and people talked about positive things, and we had this kind of wild idea to have a conference the following year, so we moved over here to the Council House ballroom and we had a full-scale conference. This is a forum that has about 8 to 12 members normally, so it was a completely wild idea. So we came over here, we set up an all-day conference for people to talk about people who have and are recovering with mental health and substance misuse issues, because it's just not something would fit into any other kind of conference. So that's where it started. Last year we were back here. We had more of a conference. It was very sort of academic and quite serious, perhaps a bit so too serious really for people. So this year we rolled it back to that year before, celebrating success and recovery and doing all the things that people love. So streetwise on stage, singing.
Absolutely brilliant.
Fantastic. Crying again like I do every
do you
year.
Do that every year?
Yes. It's and then the poets all coming along were from Double Impact. All people who have been in recovery, substance misuse, homeless in their backgrounds, to do any kind of performance, but to write about themselves, put that out there is really powerful stuff. And a perfect example of the main thread of the day where people can do creative things to help with their recovery.
It shows a confidence and sort of tangibles to see people who have gone through homelessness to get up with the confidence to portray their poetry. And incredible poems. I mean, like this morning, it was just back-to-back awesome stuff. What have we got planned for the rest of the day?
This afternoon, we're moving on to Sharon Allen, she's an old friend of mine who's been through a dual diagnosis. Quite an incredible story anyway. She volunteers and works with the Healthcare Trust at the Recovery Education College. She lectures in certain subjects there. So she's an incredible advocate for getting involved, volunteering, moving on. She's definitely a really positive person, doesn't take any kind of knockback for long, always up there, really inspiring to me. So I'm hoping that will come over very strongly. She'll be introducing one of the lecturers from the Recovery College, who's actually a lecturer at Nottingham University, to some work around building life stories with people. She teaches that as a course at the college, and one of the students is with her, who's one of our forum members who did the course originally, and now she delivers the course at the Recovery Education College as a teacher. So that's there, and then we're finishing off with celebrating the 20 years of Mental Health Awareness Weeks. Rosemary Renouf will be here with some of the other ladies who originally started this 20 years ago to tell us about how that started and some of the things that have happened over the years, and that's always a joy to watch.
I look forward to that. One last thing, final question. Obviously, we've been in recession for the longest time. How is that affecting these small niche groups, care groups that help out? Have you noticed a trend that they're looking for more funding, or do we need to give them a more awareness? How do you see that?
There are less groups here each year we do this. There are lots of small voluntary sector organisations, third sector organisations, who were quite low funded on grant aid, who survived on next to nothing. The grant aid's gone now and most of the services have gone with it. And so that's been a real loss to lose some of those really specialist small services. We have a bit of a whinge about it every year. There'll be a bit of that later as well. Pam Abbott will be speaking right at the end who's a worker here in Nottingham, and we do always highlight this. I think you'll find Sharon will probably be saying a few things about benefits as well. So obviously I can't have an opinion on any of these things because I'm employed by the council, but right. There's nothing stopping me getting people in who can express those opinions quite fruitfully.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much indeed.